or pound it. Listen to Dunham and Miller at 7:35 for that day's Secret Ranger and find out how to hit it hard, go yard, and win. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
This Friday, we will be ringing in our new Coors Light Guys Guide with the Coors Light Guys Guide release party. And that will be at Broncos in Hearst. That's at Airport Freeway at Precinct Line.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit to the west of there, actually, kind of tucked in behind the Black Eyed Pea.
Kind of a whip to get to, but once you get there, you're going to love it.
Come out there, pick up a guy's guide, check out the presentation. We'll have NFL draft DVDs for you to give away. Have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks to act as hostesses.
And hand you that new guy's guide.
Yeah, hand you something else, too. So check it out at Broncos in Hearst with us this Friday from 3 until 7. All right. The question came up of what goes on at a gun show. This probably is in some kind of conjunction with the guitar show.
Yeah, we were talking, I believe we were just talking about how many guitars there were in there. And I think I just made the ridiculous, you know, just the off-the-cuff comp, didn't I?
I think so.
Saying, well, you should see a gun show. And you thought I was kidding.
Right.
You didn't think they still had gun shows.
No.
So in the Dallas Morning, in the Dallas Morning News today.
Well, no, it was funny because Corby came in today and go, do they still have those gun shows? When are they?
And you flip open the Dallas Morning News today on page 3, and there's an ad for it this weekend.
Gun show.
At Market Hall.
Same place.
Right.
April 16th and 17th.
The I Think Guns Are Good show. I think guns are good. So anybody ever been to one of these?
I have. Years and years ago. In the early 80s.
Now, let me ask you this. Does the guitar show come around once a year?
There is one. There's this one, mm-hmm. which takes place this time of year. And then in the fall, there will be another.
Okay. And what about the auto show and the boat show? Once or twice a year?
They have the auto winter? And boat show are both once, right?
No, they have two.
Or they have a winter boat
they
show?
They have a winter boat show and a summer boat show.
I'm sure they
and
have
of course,
the same
they have the fair,
auto.
Which is kind of like an auto show, yep. isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then because, you know, where we live today,
sports,
you know, there's always the same thing
sports.
Duplicated in Fort Worth.
Yeah, like this second guitar show that they have in the fall is at the Arlington Convention Center.
And then they'll have two boat shows in Fort Worth, so there's four that you can go to within 30 miles.
All right, well, that makes sense. Would you believe it if I told you that in the calendar year of 2005, that there is not one, there's not two, three, or four gun shows. There's 25.
Oh, my God.
You know, that kind of explains it because, you know, when you look at this ad, it's not a real big
tiny.
Ad. It's very tiny.
It just says gun show, Market Hall. Like about, what do you think, about an inch by 2 inches or two by one, something like that, or even not even that big.
Oh, that's at least 9 inches.
They're not even calling
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I measure things pretty big. Oh, that's 9 inches to me.
They're not even calling it by its proper name in that ad.
What is a proper name?
The I Think Guns Are Good gun show.
I think guns are good.
You ought to promote that. 25 gun shows.
Just in Dallas?
In Dallas and Fort Worth.
Now, how did you find, what is your
My
source
God.
Here?
You
what
know
incredible what I, a source do you have?
I went to Google. I typed in Dallas gun show. And there was a site, there was a guy that says, I have the links to every single gun show in the area for this year. And I clicked on it, and here it is, all 25.
You need to go to one.
A gun show?
Thanks.
Why do we need a show?
You know what it is? You know what that gun show's full of?
Soldier of Fortune guys?
That dude that shot the coach.
Jeffrey Doyle Robertson?
Yeah, that's who it's full of.
Hey,
people
Joel.
Like him and people, Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
And save your emails, all you gun idiots out there.
Thank you.
Hey, man.
Boy, you don't want to rile up the gun idiot, because they'll fire off an email faster than anyone.
You know, sorry. They're
well, you got a delete key, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Well, they're nerdy about their guns.
You know how to use it?
Sure do.
And I would practice real hard on that delete key. It's very handy.
There's guys out there that aren't all psychopaths that go to gun shows.
No,
they're legitimate collectors. Yeah, they collect them and probably don't even fire them.
I'm talking about the majority.
But then
you know how we put the burnout factor at the guitar show? Well, there's the Soldier of Fortune factor.
Exactly.
I guarantee you it's 60%.
And then, you remember on 60 Minutes a couple of months ago? Or maybe it was a month ago, when they had that guy on from Uzbekistan or wherever, who basically supplied his entire country
with arms. Supplied his militia.
Yes.
From gun shows.
Yeah, just going in and saying, he didn't have a record, and he'd been an American citizen for like the last 5 years or something, and basically was buying the most high-powered weapons you could buy, guns that could pierce a tank from a mile.
It's a free market, man.
Oh, I know. I know.
And when you talk to, when they talk to him about, well, what about the law? They just laugh at the American gun law.
Right. It's a joke. Everybody who wants to start a war comes here
to arm
get the
themselves.
Thing going. Yeah.
Because we think guns are good.
Boy, we do.
I think guns are good.
You know how many people in this country adopt that slogan? Who think guns are good?
My God.
Yeah, lots. Barry's one of them.
I know, lots.
Hey, I think everybody should have the right to own and carry a gun. I really do. I support that, but I think you should have to go through a little bit more
process. Well, now here you are calling those who exercise that right nuts, though.
Not all of it. Not all of it.
It's a very fine line.
I mean, like a machine gun, like an AK-47.
You don't need that.
Nobody needs one of those. Nobody. Except the military. They're the only ones. But yet, under the umbrella of right to bear arms, then they think for some reason that a killing machine, that you should just, well, you should be able to own that. You should be able to go in and buy it.
Mm-hmm. Well, all guns are killing machines.
Well, but a machine gun runs
a repeating. The tiniest Derringer is a killing machine.
Well, but you know what I mean. I'm talking about something that will go in
and better than the police have.
Right.
I think that if you buy a gun and you carry that gun, that in order for us to spot you, you have to be dressed in an Old West uniform at all times.
And you have to carry it in a holster?
Yeah, somebody in Deadwood. Yeah, so we can see the gun. I mean, if you're packing heat, I want to see it.
I do, too. I think you should hold it in your hand at all times.
You know, that's the way it was.
Like a cigarette?
Yes. You know what? That's the way it was in the Old West.
I know.
In the Old West, you watch every Western and everybody had, well, that's not the way it was. And if you wore a duster, you know, you'd walk into a saloon and they'd say, you need to show. It was their little catchphrase, hey, you need to show. So if it was cold and they had a duster on, you had to flip that duster over your gun belt.
Did you learn that when you were Chester Drawers?
I really did. That's when I learned it.
Well, if you missed this one this weekend at Dallas Market Hall, Saturday and Sunday, don't worry, because the next weekend they have one at the Fort Worth Convention Center. And then if you miss that, 2 weeks later, they got one at Will Rogers.
Oh,
then the next weekend at Big Town.
Yes, oh, yes.
Next weekend, Will Rogers.
Oh, yes.
Next weekend, Dallas Market Hall.
Oh,
I mean, it's every freaking... Every other week, they have a gun show in the area. Every other week. That's what this area consists of, are gun freaks. I wonder...
And some of them are, like Danny said, legitimate collectors.
Oh, I know.
You know, you can go there and buy some really cool antique guns.
Sure. I bet you can.
But you shouldn't be able to go in there and buy it. You know,
a cannon.
Automatic weapon.
Look at the phones.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't care.
You don't want to talk to gun people?
No, I don't want to talk to gun people.
Well, you think guns are good.
I do, but I don't think gun people are good.
But would you like to...
I think guns are good.
Talk to people that know guns and like guns too?
No, I would not. Because this is a no-win situation. This is a no-right, no-wrong situation.
Yeah, y'all are idiots, first off. That's what you'll get.
Well, like I said, I think you should be able to own them, but you should have to go through a process to get
hanging up on all of them.
Right.
Saving him a phone bill. I just have I don't know when. I mean, I guess it's going to take someone to break into my house and shoot me in the head before I actually go out and buy a gun.
You might not need one then.
Probably not.
I'd like to have one. You've never owned a gun, Snake?
No. I've never owned a gun.
I need to own one, and I probably will at some point. probably sooner rather than later.
Well, then why don't you go down to Market Hall this
week? Well, maybe I will.
Why do you want a gun?
Because I think they're good.
I thought you already had one.
Do you have a gun, Danny?
Walk around and shoot stuff in your house you don't like when you're drunk on
crack. Well, yeah, I've got that one, but that's kind of an old one. I need a better one.
It's a play gun.
I don't anymore, but I have had I've had a shotgun and a .22. I mean, if that counts.
Did you have a shotgun when you were dealing?
Good gosh, Corby.
You know that's not for the air.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Hello, I'm Dean.
There's nothing wrong with it, but you need to be safe with them. You need to keep them put up.
And oiled.
That's the problem, though.
I know.
Nobody does.
Nobody does what?
Not enough people keep them safe. Keep them locked up to where they can't get them, to where the kids can't reach up there.
All right. What if you need it and it's put away somewhere?
Well, you need to put it away somewhere. And if you have kids around, or if any kids are good, like me, I don't have any kind of locks on the gun I have at my house, but I don't have any kids running in there either.
Right.
But you know,
if
you have kids,
and you need the gun,
well, then you need
to
have.
What are you going to do when you hook up with some woman that's got four kids?
Well, that's not going to happen. Number one,
it might.
Let's go ahead and get that out of there.
It might.
Okay. All right. I won't rule it out. If that happens, then I will take drastic measures to make sure that gun is safe. I'm very much into gun safety, very much into it. You're not going to find very many people more safe with a firearm than me. I mean, I that's just the way I was brought up, and that's the way that I was taught, and I practice that.
Now,
I really do.
Is Clyde armed?
Yeah, she's got a little Derringer.
She
does? Two-shot Derringer. Call her. No, I'm serious. I mean, it's a good thing to have. It makes me feel safe. But, you know, you don't need to be flaunting it like people get them out and, hey, look at my gun. Look what I can do. Or you don't need to be carrying it everywhere with you.
Spinning it around on your finger.
No, you don't do that.
Why not? If you've got one, you need to show it.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Everybody needs to know you have it.
That's the people where you have misfires. That's the people where you have accidents. Where somebody goes, hey, check out my gun. It's not loaded. Bam! They blow somebody's head off.
Doesn't it look good in your eyeball?
Whoa, okay. You don't need to show it to people. You just need to carry it with you where everybody can see it.
You know what kind of gun kills most people in the world?
An unloaded gun.
Oh, it's not loaded. Boom. There it goes.
You need to carry yours in your glove compartment, Mike.
Well, you better have a
gun. I don't.
Huh?
I know you don't.
No, you might be surprised.
That's where he stows his piece.
You know what you do sometime?
There are two things in my glove compartment at all times. That and a flask.
You know what you do sometime? Let me ask you guys a question. Rhines, have you ever shot a pistol?
Yes, I've shot a pistol.
Okay, have you?
No.
Have you, Danny? I know you have.
Many times, yes.
We should go to a range sometime.
It is so fun.
A golf range?
No, like a fire
range.
Start
picking off guys' putting.
And... and fire a bunch of weapons. I mean, I promise you, there's certain ranges we could go to where they'd let us fire whatever we want. We could fire a shotgun. We could fire a high-powered rifle. We could fire a machine gun.
It's really fun.
We could fire pistols.
Well, I don't want to promote gunplay.
You're not promoting gunplay. You're going and checking it out.
You're
it's a,
educating
it's a safe,
yourself.
Controlled environment, and you can learn how to use a weapon if you ever needed to.
Can we throw knives there, too?
Yeah, hey, that's another thing. This
throw
gun show,
knives.
Believe me, you can find you some Chinese throwing stars.
I think knives are good.
I guarantee you, Reiner, the first knife throw he did, he'd throw it, and he would release it too late, and it'd go right in his foot.
I used to bartend with this guy.
We gotta go.
That was the greatest knife throw ever.
Is that a skill that you need?
I wish I had it.
Why?
Because I'd be sitting there bartending. Next thing I know, the knife just sticking in the bar. Or he threw it. Either that or he'd just throw it right past me and it'd stick in the wall.
That's safe.
No, it's a great skill.
Kind of
like nunchucks.
Right.
Bow hunting.
Computer hacking.
All right, well, that is gun control talk.
Gun show
gun
talk.
Show.
Oh, I'm gun show.
Gun control. Well, that's good. We need to talk
It's kind of like gun control talk, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Cool.